Hanaya, be gentle. Don't get too close, okay? Lord, the world is a dark place, but I know your eyes are on my little Hanaya. Your loving gaze is on her every day. Thank you for this tiny bundle of joy you have sent my way. Lord, you loved her first. She belongs to you. You made her to be alive for your glory. You knew her before she was given to me. She is yours, Lord. Thank you for entrusting me with her. I will not push my desires and dreams on her. Lord, I will trust your will for her life, no matter what the cost. I will not put my insecurities and unfulfillments on her. I will not try to live my life through her. Father, I pray, woo her heart so that she believes in your perfect love for her. Let her know you as her heavenly Father. Jesus, draw her heart towards you. Let her know you as a close friend. When she sees kids with their dads, she may feel a craving for love and affection. Lord, let her not look for love in other places, to fill this hole in her heart. When she feels lonely and her heart aches, comfort her with your love. Let her know that you are by her side, that you will never leave her, that you are her constant in this broken and uncertain world. Lord, I ask for wisdom and diligence, to cultivate an environment for Hanaya to know you, that she will hear your voice from a young age. I pray that she will have a personal encounter with you, that she will love your word, that she will love hearing your voice, and treasure it above all other voices in the world. Like young David, I pray she will be a girl and woman after your own heart. Let her heart and emotions be captured by your love. I pray that she will fall in love with you early on. Let you be her first love always, and that she will not put anything else above you. I may have my doubts, fears, and worries, Lord, but I will not let these stand in the way of her calling. Help me to strengthen and encourage her to follow the path of life you have purposed for her. Teach her to walk in harmony with the Holy Spirit. Let her be led into all that you have written of her in your book. In all her learning, I pray, Lord, that she will get understanding from you, that she will learn to make life choices that please you, that she will grow up to be someone level-headed and morally rooted because she is led by the Holy Spirit and not swayed away by emotions. Lord, let her life put you on display as supremely valuable. I pray that she will be bold and wise, that she will not be ashamed and timid to speak of you. Let her be a witness for you, to her friends at school, university, and wherever you send her. I pray that she will have an emotional equilibrium. Teach her to be resilient enough to overcome things. I pray that she will have a righteous rebellion in her, that she will not give in to the tension and pressure to move with the herd. Train her, Lord, to fight spiritual battles. Let not the enemy outwit her. Instruct her in the way she should go. Mentor her with your voice. Correct and discipline her in your love. Speak hard things to mature her and to help her navigate this life. Let her know both your love and the fear of the Lord, so that she never becomes familiar with you. When the storms of life come and all other lights fade away, when she can't see the way, when she feels like giving up, Lord, light her up with courage. Teach her to fly. Let her eyes be on you. Help her to keep going and finish the race you have for her. And on that day, when my little one stands before you, I pray she will hear you say, "Well done, Hanaya."